Hey, it's Jonathan Toshin. The question is, how can I make my company look like a bigger company so people will be attracted to us and buy from us? And that wasn't the exact wording of the question, but that's the general gist. What I want to say here is that I think that it's actually a mistake to try to look too big. You want to look big enough so that people have confidence in you, that you're going to be around, that if they hire you, you're going to show up, that you're not going to go out of business. If they sign an agreement with you, that you'll be around to honor that agreement. So they want that level of trust and that level of comfort to know that you're big enough to be around. Maybe that you're big enough to have a little redundancy, that if you're sick, then, you know, somebody else is going to come take care of their place. Or if, you know, the crew that maintains their property is out or whatever the case may be, somebody else will be able to show up and care for their property on time. And so that's the kind of stuff they care for, but I don't think they're looking for the big national. I don't think most people are looking to have a relationship with the big company. They're looking to have a relationship with an individual or a group of individuals at a company that they can relate to, that they like, that they trust, that they feel like really know what they're doing. So I think it's a mistake to try to look too big. I think that real sells. People are tired of fake. People are tired of these fake personas and these illusions of what's real. They want to connect with real people. They want to have real relationships. Business gets done through relationships. People want to have relationships. People want to know there's a real person on the other end of the phone that has real problems, you know, and is a real person, but at the same time really can help them with their problems. That's what they want. So I really believe in representing yourself as who you really are. I mean, just be honest about it. And, you know, but do at the same time really convey that stability and that professionalism and the quality and the being able to back up whatever you say you're going to do. You know, you got to convey all that, but at the same time, let them know who you are. Let it be real. I mean, I really actually believe in having pictures on your website of who you are so they can see who they're interacting with and maybe see your staff. People connect with people. They do business with people. Nobody does business with True Green. And nobody does business with, you know, well, nobody does business with True Green. If they do business with True Green, they probably connected with some individual at True Green. There is a group of people that, yeah, they buy because it's True Green, but they really, at the end of the day, most people buy from an individual. They do business with a technician. They do business with a salesperson. They like that person. They give that person their business because that person delivered a level of trust. So I don't think it's necessary to go try to look like you're some huge operation. Look like who you are and just educate them on who you are and how you're going to do everything you say you're going to do and how you're going to take care of them, who your staff is. Connect with them personally. Just take really, really good care of them. Let them know you're a real person and they're going to be your client for life. And I think it's really as simple as that. So there's no need to put on a show and there's no need to be fake. Be real. People, they see through fake. Consumers are getting smarter by the day. They hate fake. They hate, you know, I look at all these websites and they all have fake images on them and, you know, people kind of get that stuff. They know it's not real. So, you know, just, they're looking for real. They're looking for authentic. Be that. And I think you'll find that serves you well. Thanks.